The Traveler's Journal, May 7th, Exploring Kiwi Adventureland. New Zealand has been described as a young bachelor version of Australia, rumpled, adventurous, and lusty. That's especially true of the southern of the two major islands of this Pacific nation, a Middle Earth landscape of mountains ringed by rainforest and sand. South Island drives are long loops around its coast, with stops and side trips at various points for specific activities, which all seem to require a degree of vigor and daring. The choice is clockwise or counterclockwise. 5 20-something friends, 3 American girls and 2 Australian guys, freelanced their way around South Island. They planned their 12-day circumnavigation on the go, resolving only to sample a new adventure every 24 hours. They hiked in Mount Cook National Park and sailed Milford Sound, jet-boated up one river and paddled the white water of another, transiting twisting one-lane highways in between. One day, they heli-hiked on Franz Josef Glacier. Another rafted an underground river through caves lit by blue glowworms. They sampled sea kayaking, ice climbing, horse trekking, and whale watching. Of course, there was some relative downtime, shopping in Queenstown, wine tasting at Seafried Estates, and enjoying the thermal pools at Hamner Springs. An exhausting itinerary, packed with experience and a few bumps and bruises, but it only left them wanting more. Their account also provides details for replicating the Whirlwind Kiwi Adventureland excursion. Who says youth is wasted on the young? Visit our website at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.